This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two here on Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Join us at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I am skeptical that Elon Musk is going to be some sort of great savior for Twitter, but I do think it's pretty entertaining to watch this whole process of him taking over the company and people, especially on the left, freaking out over
it. I think it'll improve the hell out of it. I mean, the thing is, their problem isn't difficult to diagnose, and it's not a lot of work to fix it. As a matter of fact, it takes less than no work to fix. What they need to do is stop doing some things that they're already doing.
Yeah, they had to hit the undo button on some blanket bans that they've been laying out there. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. It would be a relatively quick fix.
But even if they didn't undo the existing bans, over time, if they weren't creating new bans, people would just open new accounts and the problem would be solved anyway. So they could just do nothing.
That doesn't solve
the
problem.
What they're doing.
It just changes the demographics of people who aren't using Twitter. Instead of people who are banned for Twitter, you have people who are like, okay, no, look, they're allowing open Nazis to post freely on their platform. I'm leaving. That's why people are leaving Twitter now. That's why they're deactivating their accounts out of just the fear that that's going to happen under Elon Musk's ownership. If something like that were to actually happen, it's not like you're suddenly going to have people on the left and people on the right sharing this social media platform. That hasn't happened since MySpace, and it's probably never going to happen again.
Well, it happened on both Twitter and Facebook. Left
I don't
and
think
right
so.
Were both using Twitter and Facebook for a long time. If they weren't, there wouldn't have been any reason to throw.
They weren't as politicized then. I'll give you that. The politics in the United States were certainly not as divided in the earlier days of Facebook and Twitter. I would argue that Facebook and Twitter had a large role to play in that division, but regardless, allowing people on the right who, you know, some of them are racist or whatever, or homophobic or transphobic, allowing them to freely post on Twitter is not going to increase Twitter's revenue or allow Twitter to have more users. It's just going to change the type of person who's using Twitter. It's not going to solve anything. It's just going to change things.
I think it will probably increase the number of users because basically they... they had a raging hard-on for a full half of their users. And Elon's strategy, which I think is about the right one, is basically what he said is that the 10% that are most extreme on both sides of the political spectrum should be equally unhappy. And I think that's about what you want to keep normal people who, you know, if they see a Nazi, they're not going to, you know, run for their space, for their safe space. They're just going to hit the block button.
Yeah. I don't think that's true of the average leftist.
Oh, well, that's too bad for them. I mean,
too bad for them. That's 50-ish percent of their demographic.
Probably not 50%, but...
it's probably 50% now.
Yeah, it's probably more than that now.
I mean,
but
if you scroll through Twitter right now, I just don't see very many posts of what I would consider to be a not-crazy leftist.
Well, okay. That's because if you're not a crazy leftist, they throw you off.
Well, right, so how do they gain users by changing their behavior?
They're not going to lose all of those crazy leftists. That's the thing. I think nobody's correct about this for the same reason that we can't get people to leave Facebook or Twitter. The people on the left, they're going to bitch, they're going to moan. A small percentage of them, maybe less than 10%, are going to go somewhere else. But they're not going to really see any viable alternatives out there to go to. And the old excuse of, well, Twitter's where my audience is going to be in, you know, in vogue.
You go to the marketplace because that's where the people are. And you can't just start your own marketplace somewhere else unless you like to buy and sell things from yourself. Yeah. That's the problem, and that's why it's important to fix Twitter instead of just abandoning it, because if anything that started now would be either pure left or pure right.
They wouldn't be starting it. They would just be not using Twitter anymore.
They
people,
have to go somewhere else.
They're already somewhere else.
Where?
We're in the minority of people who are like using only one social
What's
media
the somewhere
platform.
Else for them?
They're on
I'm
Facebook. They're on YouTube. They're on all of these. They're on TikTok. In a large number. They're on Snapchat.
All of
they're
those
on Instagram.
All of those platforms, though, are hard left thought police.
Exactly. They're just going to cut out Twitter.
Why
would they stay on it?
The most extreme, the libs of TikTok types, yeah, they'll probably run for the hills and you know, find some Mastodon server that they can use.
But you're not going
to
run.
They're not going anywhere. They're just going to stop posting to Twitter. Most of these people aren't
Why?
Posting
if you've
to
got
Twitter.
10,000 followers or 20 or 50 or however many of these people have, why are they going to walk away from that?
Well, because they're not willing to share a platform with Nazis. They're just not.
The extremely hard left probably will. I strongly doubt that open Nazis are going to be welcome either.
Maybe not Nazis, but open racists, open homophobes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Musk himself is really close to being openly transphobic. I mean, he's not, but he's really, really, he gets as close to skirting that line as he possibly can while having plausible deniability.
But do you consider Rogan transphobic?
I don't pay enough attention to Rogan to know.
How about Chappelle?
No.
Okay, but they can hit the block button, and there are still right-wingers on Twitter today.
I'm with you. People can just block the people they don't want to associate with, but that's not how we're libertarians. That's how we approach things. Mm-hmm. The average person doesn't approach things like that.
I don't think it's going to be more
than that. There are Nazis here. I shouldn't be here.
I don't think more than 1% are going to do that.
I think the vast majority of the leftists on
Twitter.
And I
don't think there's
going
to be a lot of Nazis there either. I don't.
Well, I'm using Nazi as a shorthand, and I probably shouldn't be. And for people who are openly racist or openly homophobic or open one of these other things that we generally frown upon people being.
Musk himself was, I guess, interviewed at a recent TED conference about what his vision was for the platform, and he said this, quote, "I think it's very important for there to be an inclusive arena for free speech," he said at the time, acknowledging, though, that some content moderation would be needed to deal with explicit calls to violence and ensure the service complied with the laws in the country in which it operates. He also said he would generally...
You more or less have to do, or you won't have the service anymore.
Right. So I don't think it's going to be a true free speech, unmoderated platform, but how far they're going to go with this moderation remains to be seen.
I mean, it sounds similar to Telegram's moderation policy, right? Where they're just going to take down people who are actively calling for violence or terrorism or whatever.
Perhaps. Although Telegram has done more when governments have, I think it was Brazil, threatened to kick them out of the country if they didn't take out certain groups or something.
Ah, Brazil, where the nuts come from.
He said that he would generally prefer timeouts to permanent bans, which could suggest a path back for Donald Trump, of course, to return to the platform. So that's all we got from his vision as reported by CNBC.
Why even do the timeouts? Just delete the tweets.
I'm sorry, what?
Why even do the timeouts? Just delete the tweets, right? Just say, hey, you can't say that. You have to delete it.
Well, I guess the idea is they could just come right back and say it again.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there are technological solutions that are decentralized, and I really think that's going to be the way that that people eventually go. I mean, basically, say you form a cell of people that has similar tastes in what they don't. want to see. Well, if there's 10,000 of you, then only one of you has to see it and identify it and pass that information on, and the rest of you can avoid it, even though it's still there.
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, the phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. And you're invited to join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. You'll be taken to some introductory videos, and you can watch as many of them as you feel so inclined. The first one, at the minimum, I would recommend you get through. It's all of about 3 minutes in length. And you'll get some of the basics down about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head over to Bitcoin.com. And if you're not brand new to crypto, you can follow their news site. They've got news every single day, updated fresh over at news.bitcoin.com. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com. So just a little bit more here from Elon Musk. This is what they included, a quote from Musk in the official press release from Twitter announcing that they are being purchased by Musk. And it's a $43 billion or $44 billion deal that is expected to close at some point in 2022, so this year. And I guess as far as corporations go, that's probably relatively quickly. He is then going to take the Twitter private, which means you will no longer just be able to go and openly buy stock on a public marketplace. Musk did say that he intends to keep shareholders around, so like it won't be a completely Elon Musk 100% owned by him thing. There could be other people who can own a piece of this. How that's going to all shake out, not really clear at this point. And if you know more about how these things transpire...
I never thought about that, but yeah, if I wanted to buy shares of Twitter... Doesn't that mean someone out there has to be willing to sell their share? They're not just like generated spontaneously,
anything
right?
Anything you want to buy, somebody has to be willing to sell.
Yep. Well, not if right. Elon Musk owns 100% of it, right?
That's sort of what I'm getting at.
Well, here's the other thing. This document from Twitter, this press release from them, says the transaction, which has been unanimously approved by the board of directors, is...
That's my favorite part. They didn't have a choice. This is financially in the best interest of all shareholders.
Except for people that bought above $54.20. But
okay.
Yes,
it still might be in their best interest if it's not going to go up there again.
That's true.
But it doesn't matter how much they oppose it or how against it or how much they hate having to turn over Twitter to Elon Musk.
They had to do it.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah, and the one person who seems to be enthusiastic about it, interestingly, is Jack Dorsey.
Oh, really? I haven't seen his comments yet.
Yeah, he actually came out in favor of Musk buying the thing. He's I don't know. I think he's realizing the damage that he did.
He did. He said publicly that he was sorry for his role in centralizing the internet.
Yeah, that's what made me think that they might go with a Fediverse, because if you take that platform that already has the thing that you can't get, which is well-known people using it and a huge user base, and you transform it into something decentralized, then you've done a really beautiful thing.
That would be amazing.
Because you've moved a lot of the movers and shakers of the world onto a decentralized platform in probably the only way that you can do that.
I don't think so. All you really need is marketing. And I think $40 billion of marketing money could have done a whole lot more towards it. I mean, look at TikTok. TikTok came out of nowhere. And then suddenly it was the number one social media platform in the world. And that was just by being promoted on Twitter and Facebook, and then word of mouth took over.
They're also run by the Chinese army, which has a lot of connections. They've got the whole U.S. media eating right out of their hand.
But they didn't spend close to $40 billion in advertising
TikTok.
Probably
not. It's probably not.
So if Musk
maybe
had spent...
not in cash, but their connections are probably worth a lot more than $40 billion.
Well, you make an interesting point, Nobody, and that is if they decide to somehow decentralize this, that would be amazing. I don't know if there's any real indication that's going to happen. And you also have to keep in mind, Mastodon isn't really decentralized. It's just there are it's open source. It is federated, so there's competition.
It's polycentric,
yeah,
which is true. You don't necessarily want something of that sort to be fully decentralized, mm-hmm. because there are tasks required in order to keep a thing like that operating that most people can't do. Even to keep Mastodon running.
There's admin stuff.
And you don't want the users doing their own admin.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if they were to... And he does say they want to open source the algorithms. That's as far as he's going so far. Here's his quote. He says,
the most important thing, because all of a sudden, especially if you can change the algorithms, you have a place where you're not being constantly manipulated behind the scenes by shadowy forces you don't understand.
He said, quote, I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating spam bots, and authenticating all humans. So that sounds like there's going to be perhaps know your customer requirements to join Twitter, some sort of ID or...
Well, I mean, already are. You can't join Twitter without a phone number.
Is that true?
I don't know. I thought you could.
I'm pretty sure that's not true, nobody, because I know there's an NH Goldback account, and I'm pretty sure that account did not have to provide a phone number to join Twitter. I could be wrong.
I think there are bot accounts on Twitter.
That's what he wants to get rid of.
I mean, they're open, but does he want to get rid of the bots that, like, the libs of TikTok or whatever?
Well, there's a human posting those things.
There isn't that one example. I can't think of one of these bots, but there are countless.
There are spam bots all over Twitter. A ton of them.
And that's not even what I mean. But there are countless, like if you post something about Bitcoin, there are aggregate bots out there.
Yeah, sure.
That will take all of those and just tweet about them.
Yep, that's true.
If TTT is a bot by some definitions...
Yeah, but there's a person behind that account, right? When I follow
the person behind every bot...
Yes, but there isn't a person behind every Twitter account.
Because bots don't set up accounts on their Suspontanee. Somebody has to tell them to do that.
That's true. They are just following orders.
I think that's pedantic. I think that's a silly argument to make.
Well,
that's true.
I mean,
as I say, there's no such thing as an actual bot because there's really a person back there programming it.
There's a bot, but they don't do it on their own.
There are bots, but there are not. There are no computer programs with volition. Somebody has to have volition in order for them to act.
He says Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it. There's more coming up. You can join us 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Elon Musk will be the new owner of Twitter after the social media company accepted the Tesla CEO's bid. Musk will pay more than $40 billion to acquire the platform. The social media giant will also go private when the deal is finalized. As far as what this means for everyone with a Twitter account, New York Times technology correspondent Mike Isaac tells MSNBC,
I think his stress on, you know, free speech is his main sort of purpose of this. And to be clear, he has said he doesn't care about the advertising. He doesn't care about the financials of this. It's basically an ideological reason for him taking over this company.
About a dozen Republican members of Congress, led by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, spent some time Monday at the U.S.-Mexico border. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is paying tribute to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. During a White House event, Biden praising the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning back-to-back titles. Biden joking that there must be something in the water in Tampa Bay. He also cited the successes of the football Buccaneers and the baseball Rays. The United States is set to have an ambassador once again in Ukraine.
The Biden administration has yet to have an ambassador in Ukraine. Now that the U.S. Embassy will reopen in Lviv and soon back in Kyiv, Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Donald Trump is being held in contempt and being fined $10,000 a day for failing to comply with a subpoena by the New York AG in a civil fraud investigation. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Us here, the number is 603-283-6160. Some people are reporting, including John Bush, a longtime friend of the show, he is saying online that some people are having their accounts unbanned already from Twitter, which is very
strange. Seems unlikely. It seems like these people who have been banned probably just haven't been checking regularly, and now they checked, and it's like, oh,
I'm back in.
Yeah, it's like, oh, but correlation is not causation, as they like to say. I mean, if you've been banned for 6 months or something, you're probably not checking whether or not you can use Twitter every day. But
that's
now something big has happened, so people are inclined to check.
Log in. Yeah, that could be that simple. Anyway, we're going to continue. All of a sudden, phones just blew up, so we're going to go into your calls and thoughts here. It's Ian tonight.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the various features there, archives, and more for free at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Yeah, tonight's been a really fun show because there's been a really good debate. It's been fun to, like, I believe in Aria and Ian and Nobody, like, here and there. I'm all over the place. And I think I've been on Twitter since 2009, and I watched it, you know, Trump and politics and all that crap aside, be kind of like owned by like a one mind think or something that was a turn off. So my hope, and I agree with Ari on this, I think there may be a Trojan horse in this, with Elon Musk that I hope that we can actually have some level of debate. Tonight's show is amazing. I love hearing Aria and Nobody and Yui and, you know, all kind of have a discussion. And I feel like that's disappearing from a lot of social media and news and everything else, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. The whole thing that I liked about social media is I could actually argue with people that I disagreed with. And most of the time, I'm in kind of a libertarian bubble, you know, so I don't get exposed to a lot of other areas. But in order to be comfortable with that, you know, there has to be comfort for me as well, and there has to be comfort for all parts of the political spectrum, you know, except the people who won't be comfortable except in a space, safe space.
I see, but that's where I think that's how most people are. Like, you would expect.
That's how most flaming liberal Twitter retards
are. That's my point. That's exactly my point, is that the average person on the left, look, as a trans person, you would expect me to have some level of association with other trans people, with the trans leftists. You know, they may not like me, but they see me and they go, okay, well, this is one of us. We disagree on this, but we still support Ari as a trans person. There's
but
none of
don't.
That. There's none of it. They can't stand me. I don't think I have probably fewer trans friends on Facebook than you do.
I should introduce you to one of my friends on in Keene, because she has the same issue, that she's trans.
I don't consider it an issue.
She hates trans people.
It's their problem. I don't hate them. It's their problem. They're the ones with the problem, not me. However, if they're not even willing to extend an ear to another trans person in order to listen to them, they're not going to listen.
Yeah, but
I hear so much more from Aria about the trans issue and understanding it than I do from a lot of the hard left or hard right about it. You know, she gives me real information from a real person living it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So I can make my own decision rather than being, you know, Clorox bleached in the brain by one or the other, you know, well, media outlet.
I think most people understand that, or I would hope people understand that when you're arguing with somebody on whatever platform we're talking about, whether they be trans or whatever the issue, whoever your opponent is, you're almost never going to convince the opponent. It's always the people who are watching that are the ones that might have an open mind, they might be on the fence. That's who is going to benefit from whatever conversation you might have with one of these trans member. What do they call it? The collective. One of the collective. You might persuade somebody who you don't even know, who just happened to be observing that conversation.
Yeah, see, I've got a weird view of the whole trans thing. To me, it's like, you know, is a trans woman a real woman, or is a trans man a real man? Well, it depends on how you define those words.
Mm-hmm.
And different people can define the same words in different ways. So to some people, you know, a man is a person with a masculine personality, and for some people, a man is a person with a Johnson. The problem is, and both sides in this issue suffer from the same problem, which is they both insist that only their words can be used, and to use the other words or to use words the other way is invalid. It's like saying you can't use the word gay to mean happy. You have to use it to mean homosexual.
Mm.
Well, there's a lot of people who have been happy and gay for a long time.
I had three people talking at once here. What was that, Jack?
Oh, the rainbow, too. It can be gay, and happy can be gay, and the rainbow can be a, you know, the reflection of light and the,
yeah,
in the sun.
The hippies were using the rainbow long before the gays got it.
That tribal crud is taking over, man. And that's what I love about Aria. I disagree with you 90% of the time, but I love your viewpoint. 90% of the time, somehow. It's a weird thing, you know. It's
Jack, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I like Aria because she can violently disagree with me and not run away.
Indeed. Let's go to Mark. Our very own Mark Edge is on the line calling us from Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, the only thing I've got to say about this trans issue is I'm never calling a singular person they. Just not going to do it. Like, you got to draw a line somewhere in the sand, and mine is using the plural to describe the singular. And look, I get it. There's times in the English language when we do use they to refer to a singular person. Like, if somebody wants a glass of water, well, they better get up and get it. I mean, that's been used for a long time, but
it's still wrong. Let me interject real quick, Mark, because I think you're probably living in a bubble here. I used to say the same thing, right? I'm never going to refer to a single person as they, yet I have since found myself doing it, and it's okay. Largely because I don't want to openly insult someone to their face. Right?
A lot of people do things they said they would never do.
Like, this person comes out as trans and is like, I want to be called she, her, but I will accept they, them. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to call you she, her as long as you have a beard, right? I'm just not going to do it. So do you insult this person to their face by calling them he, him, or do you just bite your teeth and say they?
But you never would
I
say,
just avoid using pronouns.
Yeah, you would never say
they're
he,
irritating to me.
You would never say he, him to somebody to their face. You would say you, right? If you're addressing a person.
Okay, well, let's say there's three of you, and you're talking to person C about person A, and person A is the present one.
You could use their name.
But this is why I always use amplifiers' full names, and I never say he or him or she or her, because I never know, right?
But that's
awkward, and let's not pretend like that's not just as awkward to constantly say, well, let's ask Rich what Rich's opinion is. Rich, blah, 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 instead of just saying his.
Well, nobody has any experience with awkward names.
True. But I'm just saying, if you were in that position, Mark, I think
it's like, if you just make up your pronouns, like if you just make up noises and say, that's me, yeah, I'm not going to, it's not that I care enough to resist you on that. It's just, I don't care enough to remember that.
I've got a lot of things that I think about,
and no matter how hard you try, that won't be one of them.
Mark, I don't know if you finished your point. I don't think you did. Hang on. We'll continue here in moments. I don't know if you guys heard the Captain Kickass over the weekend on Sunday announced that he has come up with his pronouns. It is mofo. Yeah. So that is how he will be referred to.
My pronouns, if anybody is into that thing enough to ask, is Your Majesty.
More coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, a Japanese man has married his anime doll.
His wife!
Oh, what did you say?
I said,
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up here in moments. You can weigh in as well at 603-283-6160. Phone calls are coming in. All of a sudden, we're going to get to everybody. If you're on hold, stand by. You're coming up. But first, we do have Mark Edge on the line with us here, host of the show down in Florida at the moment. Mark,
nice to be able to talk to you again, Mark.
Yeah, it certainly is. Thank you to the lawyers.
Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch.
Mark, did you give any consideration to what I said?
About?
Regarding?
About if you found yourself in a situation where someone wanted you to call them, you know, some a pronoun
them.
That you were. It's a matter of, they don't want you to call them they, them. They want you to call them she, her, or he, him. While meanwhile, she's got, you know, triple D's, or he has a beard. Mm-hmm. Right, and they're asking you to call them she, her, or whatever.
Both.
You're in a position, that aside, you're in a position where you have to choose the pronoun that you find is going to be least offensive to this person and least offensive to you personally. Now, would you rather just call the bearded person she, her, or would you rather just call them they, them? Or would you insult them as they stood there and call that person he, him?
You could have a conversation with them to start with. Because, I mean, this is what this is about, is controlling the conversation. If I demand that you called me His Magnificence.
This person hasn't made a demand. Time. They just said, hey, okay. I prefer to be called she, her. And they have a beard.
Right.
They haven't made a demand of you.
I prefer to be called
outside, when you step outside of the norms, your demand, it's a request. How's that? And then I make my request, which is to be called His Magnificence. Now, do you want to be call me His Magnificence? In which case, you have given me something in a social sense, and then I'm prepared to give you something in a social sense.
Mm.
But if you're just going to stand there, fat with purple hair, and demand something from me in a social sense, expect to be disappointed.
Purple hair can be good on the right person.
Sure can.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's one of the unfortunate things is that the liberals kind of got a lock on the alternative hair colors, and you know that's sad because that can be hot.
So did he answer your question, Arya?
I think he did, but I don't think he was. I think if Mark Edge found himself in that position, I don't believe he would genuinely be a jerk.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think we ever will.
Right, that's the thing, is I'd have to run across a lumberjack.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I work all night and I sleep all day.
But you didn't call in about trans stuff, right?
No.
Okay.
This weekend I was thinking about cars and sort of the freedom that surrounds them. So I read some book in the past, More Wealth Without Risk by Charles Givens, and in it he claims that the third largest expense of your life is going to be first housing, second taxes, third automobile. And maybe it's automobiles.
Wait,
is the second.
The third largest expense of your life is going to be all three of those things?
No, vehicles.
No, it's going to be the third, yeah.
Okay.
When thinking about cars, I mean, I was kind of thinking about, well, what's the freedom that surrounds cars? So, for instance, in New Hampshire, if I go buy a car, I don't have to pay for sales tax. But my registration costs are going to be super high on a new car.
Not if you're registered in Montana.
Well, you can only do that with certain cars as well. Like, it has to be a certain amount of
You can register in Montana prior to 11 years old. You just won't get a permanent.
And but one would wonder why you would necessarily go through all the trouble to register a new car in Montana if you didn't get the permanent plate that came after 10 and a half years.
You don't want to pay the full New Hampshire fee, because in New Hampshire they charge you based on the age of the car, but you don't get that in a lot of other states.
Well, the other thing that's nice is if you register it to a corporation, instead of selling the car, you can sell the corporation. And that way, nobody really knows who owns that.
That's true. Yeah, you can just give somebody a file folder and they give you the cash and the deal's done. You don't have to register any sale with the government in that case.
Yeah.
It's true, but then the person has to pay an annual fee in order to keep the car, to keep the corporation, and not everybody wants to play
that's not true either, that I've, from what I've seen. But okay. It depends on which state you're dealing with and all that. So what were you driving at?
No, I'm just thinking about this. I was thinking about, for instance, Saipan, the U.S. Marianas, where I lived for several months, and I'm still a resident of it, due to some vagaries of tax law and COVID-19. And there, you neither had to pay sales tax on the vehicle, nor did you have to pay the sort of exorbitant registration fee that you do in many states, including New Hampshire, for sort of the annual registration. So there, if you buy a car, you're, you know.
Isn't it kind of like a small island, though?
It is.
It is.
So, I mean, why buy a car?
Well, you know, I thought
if you can walk from one side of the island to the other in 10 minutes, a car is overkill.
It's a little bigger than that. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, you could get a bike. Like I've been considering getting a bicycle here in New Hampshire because it'd be a great way to exercise my dog. Right, but I went to the bike shop today and they're like $800. That's not worth it for that. But if I lived in Saipan, I didn't need a vehicle at all. Why not go ahead and spend the $800 on a good bicycle?
For two of your bikes, you could buy my car.
Well, I mean, there are, I'm sure, a lot of people that just take a cab around Saipan or bike. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah, I think biking is probably done by people who live in downtown Garapan as opposed to, you know, living out in, say, Tagman or something like that. So a bike's going to work for certain people and not going to work for others. And they do have this kind of, they have ethnic-based taxis there. So if you're, for instance, Chinese, you can pay a lot less for a taxi cab than you would if you were American.
And you get a gringo price.
Wow. Are there gringo cabs that will overcharge?
Well, no, they don't work for cheap. I'm sorry. And then I was thinking about...
You don't know some of the gringos I know.
I was thinking about...
I know $40 hookers.
I don't know anything about that. You tell her where I'm living.
Did you get robbed by a hooker? Did you, quote, get, wink, wink, robbed by a hooker?
I'll tell you that story.
I had one try.
No, not you.
No.
Oh. Mark, while walking through the streets of Las Vegas, right, wink, wink, was robbed by a hooker who said that he refused to pay her.
That's pretty accurate.
Well, if you're just walking down the street, you don't usually have to pay them.
Mark claims
he's
not a client.
That's why I love the story so much, because I believe Mark was probably not a client, but if you tell it right, it
There's
sounds...
There's no way to tell the story and not sound like a John, right?
How do you know that she was a hooker if she just came up and robbed you?
That is a question I never thought to ask.
Were you guessing based on how she was dressed or something?
It sounds like she was a thief.
Was she dressed? Well, are you making that assessment based on services she provided?
Not ones that I actually know.
I mean, did she rob you and offer to blow you on the way out?
Well, no.
She came up and snatched his glasses off his face and then refused to give them back until he paid her, right? Wasn't that basically the story?
She jacked his glasses?
I had
what was
$42.
She going to do with those?
Pulled them for
them
ransom.
Dropped them off an overpass into the street. And had I not paid her, she certainly would. If she believed me, she would have. And so I had to make
what
the decision.
What did you
do
pay her?
Glasses set? I had $42.
$42? Wow. I've gotten a lot more than my glasses back for that.
Perhaps you should have been there negotiating for me.
I really should
have. Situation.
Did you bitch smack
her? I did not. I wasn't. Well,
you got to smack him a couple of times.
That was one of my thoughts. Believe me, Rich, 8.5 years in prison, I assessed the notion as to whether or not I wanted to use violence in that circumstance, and I decided whatever she's got, I don't want to catch, and it isn't worth $42 over. So I got my glasses back. I was $42 lighter, and I consider that probably the best outcome I could have gotten.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd rather pay $200 for new glasses than pay $40.
Oh, it's about $8.
A million for defense and not one dime for tribute.
All right.
I like that very much, but I did get a great story about getting robbed by a 4'11" hooker.
It is a hell of a story.
Las Vegas.
Well, did you have a point about the cars and the islands, and where were you going?
I don't think there is a point. I think that you have to decide what the freedom that you want to have is. So, for instance, in New Hampshire, you get the freedom of not paying sales tax. In Florida, you get the freedom of not having to pay a high registration. In Saipan, you're going to be really, really remote, but you don't have to pay either. And in Utila, you don't have to pay any of it because you don't have a car.
Okay, there you go.
I hear Honduras repealed its Free Cities Act.
Yeah, almost. There's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.